With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
L-O-R-E-B-O-Y-S. It's the Lore Boys here. Welcome.
Spelling edition!
Whoa! Every single word after this one will be spelled out letter by letter. Oh, hope you guys are ready for 5 hours of podcasting.
Welcome to the podcast that is about supernatural.
Also supernational.
Supernational.
High school drama.
It is very Japanese, so.
Yeah.
Yes, drama. D-R-A-M-A.
Oh, oh, you got dude. That one. E-G-H-A-N.
Man, someone just came from two exams.
Math exams, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So. Yeah, my university exams did consist of four spelling bees, actually.
And he had to write his own name on the front page.
I got fourth place in one of them.
That's not good.
Yeah. So my name's James Miller. I'm joined here with
Peter O'Donohue.
And
I'm Ethan.
That's Ethan.
Oh, well, welcome, guys. Welcome. Today, I want to talk to you about Persona. It's a game that I just recently picked up 2 years late Persona 5, that is. But there's a lot to Persona. And have you guys played?
A lot to Persona? Persona no. 2?
Persona 2. yeah, that game, they were... It was a long time ago. I think Persona 2 was 1999, but...
Oh, really? I didn't realize they were that old.
Yeah.
There was like a long wait between Persona 4 and 5?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yeah. They had a fighting game too, Persona 4 Golden or something?
I have no idea anything about Persona. I don't know what kind of game it is. I don't know anything about it.
So Persona, modern day Persona, the basic concept is during the day, you make friends at a school. During the night, you fight dungeons with your friends that you make. You can choose to like people, choose to not like people. You have a set amount of time. You can't be friends with everyone.
Okay.
So you got to make your friends.
You got to pick and choose.
You got to pick and choose.
You got to choose your good friends.
Exactly.
I want Biff. He's big and strong.
Yeah, you need to check their teeth. Make sure they got good teeth. None of those fucking snaggletooth weirdos. Yeah. Not coming with me into my mental dungeons.
You just walk around with blocks of wax and ask people to bite into them.
Yeah. Before we get into it,
super
quick here, I'm just going to front load this one for the first episode or two. If you guys want to send us some viewer feedback, you could email us at loreboyspodcast@gmail.com. And going forward, if you guys send us some emails that are not just a string of horrible slurs, we will read them on air at the end of the episode.
Yeah,
so this is your early reminder that maybe one day.
Honestly, just get them out to us, however. Email, message us on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah, loreboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Loreboyspodcast@gmail.com. We'll mention it now. Maybe we'll mention it in the next episode. And if you missed that, their fucking ship has sailed.
Yeah,
it's
gone forever, dude.
Yeah,
we want to hear from you guys, but only if you do it on our very strict schedule.
Yes. If you don't download the podcast the day it comes out, why are you even listening?
That's it. And just like in Persona, you are on a strict schedule all the time, pretty much. Like, a lot of the time, you'll have, like, a set deadline, 14 days to clear this dungeon. And in that time, you can buy weapons, you can just take stabs at the dungeon. Usually, you won't ever finish a dungeon in one single night.
Okay.
And when you go to bed, you, like, kind of get to a safe room, and then you can pick up from the next day.
Okay.
And there might be actual, like, gated things where you have to talk to this person in the real world before you can get past this safe world. So, you're wondering, what is the dungeon? Right?
Yeah, I was wondering that.
Yeah.
Plays Persona once.
Yeah.
Expert on Japanese culture.
Yeah. So dungeons, I've only have experience with Persona 5, so I can only speak to that. They are palaces, is what they're called, the actual term.
Okay.
And they are somebody else's unconscious brain.
They're palaces of the mind.
So,
you're
go to sleep.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Inception was a Persona movie, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
And, no, like the...
Have you not seen that movie?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
I've heard of it. I've heard of it. There's music.
I dreamed about it one time.
Yeah.
Very chunky music.
Yeah.
Um,
Skrillex did the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
So there's a lot to break down. All of this game is very abstract. It's very out there. You, if you were going into someone's mind palace, you would be your persona. And your persona is like your true self when you take away your mask. And it ends up being like this imagined form. Like maybe you're, when you take, it's like your Patronus, I guess.
Okay.
Whenever you take off your mask, and then this is like, maybe you are a pirate dude. Maybe you are like this.
Maybe you're a deer.
Knight. Maybe you're a Kelpie. Deer.
Maybe you're a Kelpie. Kelpies are monsters in the fifth one.
Yes, well, that's because I watched you play it for a half hour and remember some of the animals.
Cool.
So
maybe you're 2B from Nier Automata. Can I be 2B?
Maybe. I don't know what that is.
I don't think you can. Dang. I did finish that game. It's weird. Good, but weird.
It's going to be like this imagined like hero form, I guess, is your persona.
Okay.
And then the dungeons or the palaces are in the brain of usually the bad guy.
Okay.
So like one of the teachers in Persona 5, he's a real asshole. He's fucking up a lot of people's lives. So you go into his brain and the first palace without this, there's no spoilers here. This is just kind of broad strokes what's happening. You see that the palace is the school, but reimagined how he thinks it is.
Okay. Yeah.
There's like certain students that appear as slaves. And, like, people are worshipping him.
Okay.
People
cool.
don't worship him in real life.
He's just an egomaniac.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's just a narcissist kind of thing.
Exactly.
So then eventually you go to his cerebellum, find a big on-off switch, just flip that off, just
yeah.
shut him down for good. You know what I mean?
He just drops dead in his car while he's driving down the highway with his two kids in the back.
Yeah.
Careens off a bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. The on-off switch is the treasure that's in the middle of the palace.
Okay.
And when you steal the treasure, then all of their bad parts of their brain basically just get healed and they become a good guy.
Okay.
So some that, let's say I was a really bad dude and I
let's pretend.
Yeah. And I was like hurting a bunch of students, but I have in my brain, I've made like reasons why, oh, I don't really have to take accountability for this, or it's not my fault. They were asking for it or something like that. Once you steal the treasure, they have to be like, oh, fuck, I have to own up to everything I did. Oh,
so does he go to jail at the end of that quest?
I didn't finish it.
Oh.
But you'll just die. Like, some people will just die. Like, they'll kill themselves because they can't deal with...
They can't reconcile with the monster that they were.
Yeah. And there's a lot of psychology in the Persona series. And do you guys know the psychologist who coined the term persona?
Nope. Freud.
Freud's student.
Kant.
Jung.
Jung.
Oh,
Carl,
really?
Ayn Rand.
Carl Jung.
Carl Jung, yes.
Yeah, Carl Jung.
Carl Jung is one of...
Pavlov.
No, we're already there, dude.
Are we still guessing?
Yeah.
Are we still guessing them?
Yeah. Carl Jung, basically he coined the term persona. Most of this game's based off of his work.
Okay. Which is based off Freud's work, so technically I was right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
The last boss of every level is your mom, and she's so hot.
Yeah. Yeah, Carl Jung deals with the conscious and the unconscious, but not like...
And the anime ghosts. Big part of German philosophy back then.
He does the anima and the animus, but not the anime.
Okay.
We'll get into that later.
Nietzsche.
Nietzsche?
Are we back to guessing? Sorry, you're using words that I don't understand.
What do you guys know about...
Sartre.
What do you know about Freud? What's his whole deal?
Fucks his mother.
Id, ego, and superego?
Yeah.
Cocaine?
Yep.
He had a cat.
Yep.
Sure.
An orange tabby.
I have an orange tabby.
I'm
less about the fucking mother's thing, though. That's weird.
No, you are. He said that.
It's in your
everybody's
unconscious.
Like that.
It's in your unconscious.
Oh, right.
It's in your dreams. Yeah. You go to Peter's Mind Palace, and it's all just fucking moms. Just MILFs wall to wall.
Other people's moms, though, right?
Peter, whatever you want to
My
believe,
My girlfriend's
buddy.
Younger than me. I'm not really sure.
Whatever your conscious mind wants to believe,
right.
You go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, you block that out however you want.
So if you guys aren't super familiar with Freud, like you can picture his thoughts of like the id, the superego, and all that stuff. It's like an iceberg, and you only see the top of the iceberg or are conscious of the top of the iceberg, but there's all this inner workings that's going on below the surface. Jung is a lot like that.
It feels like a kind of a... Kind of like an easy way to get away with your dumb ideas. It's just like, yeah, okay, you act like I want to bang my mom, and so does everyone else, but you just don't know it because it's part of your subconscious, but you totally do, just like I want to do that.
Yeah.
And
okay.
You're like, Freud, what are you talking about?
It's like how in my real life bedroom there's like small amounts of garbage piled up all over the place, but in my mind palace bedroom it's just like mountains of garbage. It's much bigger.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a garbage iceberg.
That's your goal? You want a bunch of garbage?
More here? Garbage. Yeah. Tasteful garbage, excuse me. But
tasteful garbage.
Yeah, not just any garbage.
Ethan's dream is to become a hoarder, but he's just too neat.
Okay.
He just doesn't need newspapers from the 80s.
My mind palace is also very sticky.
Oh,
let
no.
you figure out why.
Just orange crush tipped over. Dried out in the sun.
We've got to set the stage with what personas are. They're like your true self ideal form. Palaces or dungeons are
true self ideal form, because I saw one that was just a flying goblin with a strap-on dick.
Yeah.
No, that was a shadow. So
my true self final form is me with a bandolier of orange crush.
Yeah.
So the kids have personas. Not all the monsters you encounter are personas. They are shadows. And we're going to get into what shadows are soon. But first, let's get
it's
into
like
his...
when light hits something, right? And doesn't go through it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's also on the other side.
See, this one, I know. You thought you could pull all these psychology terms.
Pull the shadow over my eyes. Some people say.
It is a term that's a part of the unconscious that Jung coined as well.
Okay.
But we'll get into that. First, I want to go into the history of Persona and where it comes from, because it didn't start as just a Persona game.
Okay.
It's tough to nail down exactly where it came from, but there is a very convoluted franchise called the Megami Tensei.
Oh, I've heard of Megami Tensei. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shin Megami Tensei.
Yeah. It's
sounds familiar.
Shin Megami Tensei. It's a bunch of JRPGs come from this.
Okay.
I don't know a lot about it. So if I come off it as ignorant, just tell me why I'm, educate me, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And send it to loreboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. There we go. Haven't seen Ethan in a week, but nothing's changed.
So the first game it probably was inspired by was the Shin Megami Tensei If... dot, dot, dot. So If Ellipses, that's the name of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, are you just leaving us hanging here? Like,
yeah. No.
It's like... all it says is If dot 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 in brackets. Make sure to research this later. It's a weird name for a game. I don't know.
JRPGs often have like fucking ridiculous names. I know that the Kingdom Hearts, one of them is called 348 Days Over 2.
Hell yeah!
It's like a fraction.
What? I don't understand that.
An easily divisible fraction.
Yeah. Kingdom Hearts is complete nonsense.
That's
one of those things that we need to do, but like the three of us need to work together in like a laboratory.
Persona kind of is like that. Like if you take any one of them, they kind of make sense like in a serial way, but if you start to put them all together, like I think Persona 4 was really popular, and so they made a fighting game from it.
Yeah.
They made a dance game from it.
Good.
They made like they just and they called them all Persona 4, but with like a different like
what's the fighter called?
Yeah, I don't have it on the top of my head.
Persona 4 Let's Dance.
I think that's the golden one, actually. It might
Persona 4 Golden, yeah.
Persona 4 versus Capcom.
This Mega Man fighting a school kid.
Kick Chris Redfield is beating the shit out of him. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I have played the fighter, and back when I used to work for GameStop, some of the assistant manager swag was... I got the soundtrack for Persona 4 Golden on CD-ROM.
Wow, dude, they really know how to treat their employees, huh?
Yeah. They sure do.
Yeah. No Christmas bonuses that year, but got a CD.
I got a Japanese CD I have literally never taken out of the package.
Yeah. So If... dot 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 was probably where it rooted from. It featured a bunch of school kids, actually, in its supernatural high school children. And
is this the one where you shoot yourself in the head and your ghost comes out?
This was in 1996. Okay. I have not seen gameplay of it, and I didn't look it up. Because it's one of these many JRPGs. I'm sure it was turn-based combat from kids who also have a supernatural side.
Okay.
Cool, They spit ghosts.
Yep. And then in 1996...
They spit. That's their supernatural powers.
Oh, they spit
they
ghosts.
Shoot themselves in the head and then spit a ghost at a monster.
Right.
Yeah. So in 1996, Shin Megami Tensei Persona came out on PS1. And this is not the same Persona series that we know now. This is the Shin Megami one because Atlus was the one who made the actual Persona games that we know now today.
Yes. Okay.
So
publisher which was of Demon's Souls.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Huh.
Yeah.
So is Dark Souls in the Persona 5 universe?
Just Demon's Souls.
Just Demon's Souls?
Yeah. Which is a possessive S, which that's why that title is so fucking dumb.
Demons' souls?
Demons' souls.
The souls of demons?
There's three S's in a row.
Demons' souls. Yeah, so in the Persona, the first game, Shin Megami Tensei Persona.
Jamie giving up like first 10 minutes. Shigamami move.
Yeah.
Shigugaboo.
No, sorry. Guys.
Shibugaboo.
I don't want to come off as ignorant. I have a hard time with some of the syllables.
Yeah. But. Jamie, spelling episode. How do you spell Shin Megami?
Shin Megami Tensei.
Wow, what good spelling without any kind of prompt.
Nope.
No, I'm just right off the dome.
Dome, D-O-M-E. Boom.
Yeah, boom. Got it.
Another point for East. Throw it up on the board.
B-O-A-R-D.
No, I meant board isn't bored. Oh, sorry, Peter. That one's
B-O-R-E-D?
Yeah.
Dan, can I have a half point for that?
No.
Fuck you, coach.
It's all or nothing, baby.
So Persona, the Shin Megami one, it featured a bunch of kids who summoned personas. It's kind of... I saw it compared as to how you would summon Bloody Mary. You know, you look in the mirror and you say, like...
You mix three drinks in the washroom or something.
Yeah,
exactly. E-ram, e-lubed.
Yeah, and then this ghost is supposed to show up. But you do that with a bunch of friends, and you can summon your own ghosts, which are, like, super versions of yourselves. And then it's turn-based combat, typical JRPG.
Oh, okay. So, weirdly enough, I think... So that very popular anime that we've been... consulting some people about, maybe we'll do an episode one day, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Uh-huh.
That is from a genre called the proxy fighter, which is Pokemon and Digimon are also proxy fighters because okay. You've got a thing that fights for you.
You're
so
not
this
fight
sounds
a
very similar. This is a it's a proxy fighter where you have a ghost that represents...
It's a proxy fighter that's an extension of yourself?
Yeah, so you have a stand, basically, which would be the same as JoJo. I've seen 5 episodes.
I don't know. Cool. If your ghost died, do you die? I don't know.
Don't know. I haven't seen enough JoJo. Yeah. Never seen anyone die.
The next game that came out later was Persona 2, Innocent Sin. And this is the first one made by Atlas.
Okay. So it goes Shin Megami Tensei Persona, then Persona 2.
Well, Shin Megami If... dot dot dot, which led to Persona,
right?
Which led to Atlas making Persona 2, and Persona 2 being the first game in the Atlas series, which is the Persona spinoff, which becomes the main Persona game because it becomes more popular.
Good God! Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Did that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel so bad for fans of Japanese games.
Atlas should have released a game called Then dot dot dot.
Yeah.
If Persona 1,
or if then. And or but in that order.
Yeah, I want to get the Japanese game, but
Shin Megami Tensei, but
mom, can I have this game called But? My mom would never buy me that game.
Rated T for butts.
My mom didn't even let me have a butt until I was 18. It's a rough life. Now I don't know how to use the dang thing.
Pooping everywhere.
I'm always taking it out in social situations when it's not appropriate.
Farting in elevators like it's my job.
Persona 1 didn't have any social interactions, so you could fart in an elevator and it would have no problem to your character.
So it was just a ghost fighter?
It was just a ghost fighter. Persona 2 introduced the rumor system, which is you could spread rumors about classmates or participate in rumors to change the direction of the story.
Would those act as debuffs on their personas?
I do not know. Like I said, I don't know very much about Persona 1, 2, 3, and 4. I only have experience with 5.
Okay.
But possibly. I think it was more to...
shame debuff.
We'll say even if not in the game mechanics, in the lore, it did.
Okay, yeah, lore boys canon.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think what... it was probably more like you could just choose who you fought with kind of thing. Like, oh, well, like I heard that Peter's a really good fighter, and then you get like really popular, and you're like, yeah, cool, I told everyone that. And then you're like, oh, cool, I owe you, dude, so let's go fight some ghosts or something.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know exactly, but you could spread rumors, and it was adding the social to the fighter, which it planted the seed for what Persona came later.
Okay.
Yeah. Persona 2, Innocent Sin, also, the bad guy was Hitler.
Like, for real?
Well, he is a bad guy.
Ghost Hitler was the bad guy, and they called him Hitler in the game. Later, it was rebranded as the Fuhrer.
Okay.
Because Japanese laws don't let you put real people into games.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, Hitler's people would have been...
Has nothing to do with the war. But yeah. Hitler's estate would have been very upset with us.
Get mine agent on the phone.
Yeah.
get all these weird phone calls from Argentina.
Yeah.
this game if you went back and played it now, it wouldn't hold up very well in terms of, like, socially, like, some of the things they say.
And political correctness.
Little correctness. There's one puzzle where to open the door, you have to say, roses are red, violets are blue, my face is white, so I am true.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They
fixed that.
Weird thing for Japan to do.
They fixed that. Yeah, they recently fixed that. But I guess it tied into...
The Hitler thing.
I don't know, but that was in there.
Yeah, that's probably, like, if it's Hitler's door.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably the lock, the limerick that he would put.
Good enough for me.
Yeah. That's my favorite short story, by the way.
Hitler's door?
Yeah.
Hitler's
door, yeah. I was but a
young boy at the time, visiting Switzerland when I met him. Terence.
Like, cute little cartoon Hitler. Yeah. So,
cute little anime Hitler with big starry eyes.
Chibi
for the cute
Hitler,
boy
Terence. Yeah. So was he dead and his ghost was possessing someone? Or
he's a bad guy. It's probably Hitler in the, like, the ideal of Hitler as the enemy, but there might not have been a corporeal body or something.
Like, in Persona 2, they beat racism.
Yeah, we'll say that. It was the concept.
I think maybe the psychology thing, because I know that Hitler liked Jungian psychology.
Okay. Yeah, it's fair.
So maybe they were just like, oh no, this is fine, we'll just flip it.
Yeah.
And make a video game with cartoon kids.
The thing that he loved most will be what destroyed him.
Yes. Yep.
So Persona 2,
ghosts.
Innocent...
Yeah, ghosts and psychology.
Persona 2, Innocent Sins. What comes after Persona 2?
Persona 3.
No, Persona 2 again.
Excuse me.
Persona 2. Wait, what was the name of it?
Is
I have
expansion?
It.
Persona 2, Sinful Innocence.
Oh, Persona 2, Eternal Punishment.
Okay.
And it takes place like 6 months later with the same main character. And you just keep going.
Is it, okay, so it's basically...
Just like, we weren't actually done making a game yet. Yeah. Slams a pile of papers onto your fucking desk. Like,
Hitler was the mini boss.
Yeah.
So, is it another famous evil person who's the bad guy?
Yeah, I didn't follow up on it. Yeah. I didn't follow up on it. It might be Hitler again or something, because he's a ghost Hitler. How do you kill that which does not live?
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly didn't put him
in a bunker with some cyanide pills, I guess. I don't know.
I also didn't look up the stories because I didn't want to spoil anything for anyone. If anyone wants to go back and play the Persona games, apparently they're really good. Persona 4 is apparently fantastic.
Did this not come out 20 years ago?
Yeah, it did.
Okay, if you're going to start now.
I also didn't want to go through about... To make one episode, go through about, like, 600 hours of gameplay story.
Wow. That's fair.
Talk about a lack of commitment to the show, honestly. Ooh,
really what I wanted to focus on is what a Persona is, and that way you can pick up Persona 5 and just get it instead of, like, having to try and figure things out.
You can listen to this, then you can play P5. That's it.
Yeah. And you'll know the history. You'll know the trajectory up to there. You know that Hitler's already dead by the time you pick up.
Thank God.
Persona 5.
Because if I don't see a calendar in a game, I'm always suspicious. Hitler's lurking around.
Yeah.
Hitler, you've been alive this whole time?
Castlevania.
Bikes away.
I have been alive as I'm a ghost.
Hitler's ghost is in most video games.
Yeah.
You just can't see him.
You just don't. Yeah. You never recognize him. It's a fun little Easter egg.
Hitler's ghost. This time it's Persona.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like that's not a one burnt out pixel on your screen. That's actually his mustache.
It's Hitler's ghost.
In 2006, so much later, like 10 years later, Atlas released Shin Megami Tensei Persona 3. So they still have Shin Megami Tensei's name on it.
You didn't find a translation for what the fuck that means, eh?
I thought it was a person. No, Shin Megami Tensei.
I'm not hosting the episode, Jambo.
No, I'm not sure.
I thought it was a type of locomotive.
It could be.
Maybe.
I thought this was Train Persona. Isn't this where Thomas the Tank Engine comes from?
Yeah.
The Persona series?
He's in Skyrim.
Oh, right. He's Alduin is at Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yes.
Thomas the Tank Engine being the breed
of
locomotive. Yes. Similar to a Shin Megami Tensei.
Yeah.
Yes. On your locomotive farm. Yeah. You breed a Thomas.
So we're a factual-based podcast.
I didn't play Persona 3, so I got Polygon to sum up the game for me.
Okay.
They summed up as Persona 3 starred a group of high school students charged with defeating powerful enemies called Shadows every full moon. And the game was heavy on the social simulation side, and players spent their time outside of dungeons bonding with classmates and building different personal skills. So this is
Thank you, Polygon. Very helpful.
Yeah, this is
the ultimate fantasy for a gamer: socializing.
Yeah,
This is why I hate video games. They appeal to the male fantasy.
Friends,
like, yeah, friends.
I wrote a blog post about this.
This is something that I'm wondering though: is it because a lot of the people who play these games don't have a lot of social activity outside, so they get their fill here? Because I find that's when I'm the most bored, is doing some of the social stuff, because I feel fulfilled with my social stuff in real life. And I just
don't fucking brag much, James.
People game for different reasons, man. Maybe.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm starting to like it more now that only like 12 hours into the game, too. So.
Well, think about it, balances out. The more you play Persona, the more your real relationships will suffer, the more your fake relationships will benefit.
Exactly.
That's how they get you. That's the meta of Persona, is ignoring your family.
Yeah, do you want to choose? Like, you got to choose. Do you want to pick your real friends, or do you want to pick the people you know from like work and school and stuff?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I don't know. It's interesting. For sure, like, it's a cool thing that you don't have enough time to be friends with everyone. It kind of stresses me out a lot.
Yeah.
Just like real life.
I can see you not coping well with that.
No, I really like, I like to collect them all kind of thing. Yeah. That's not an option.
You just can't. No. Well, maybe if you just did it better, though.
You can do it, but you got to do New Game Plus, and you pretty much have to route it perfectly.
Okay.
So I'm not about to follow 200 hours of gameplay with a guide. Just so I can
satisfied. Then you could catch them all.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. Are there any waifus? Or is it just friends?
Yes. I think you can... I think in Persona 4, like, you have, without any spoilers, you kind of have like a low-key friend that becomes a low-key love interest. And then, but this is... Someone at work told me this. I haven't played it.
Okay.
This is some low-key fucking.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only way I fuck.
Yeah, this is the low-key butt persona.
What?
This is the butt persona.
The one that you were denied throughout your childhood.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For this reason.
That's the closest you can become to someone is when you wear them as a mask.
Oh, yeah. That one's for you, ladies.
Persona 4.
Jamie likes to satisfy.
Is set in a town over the course of a year.
This is the fourth?
Fourth. This is the good one. This is like the one that if you're going to like hop in anywhere, do it on 4 or 5. 4 is really good because it's on PSP. So these games lend really well to mobile because you're traveling a lot in your real day-to-day life. And if you're going to get through 100-hour gameplay, it's easier to do whenever you do it in your free time.
Yeah, you really don't want to like lose valuable gaming time just because you're like
trying to play Persona.
You know, on the bus.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Exactly. Like... And it lends well, too, because you you make these like connections with characters. And rather than play through a game super quick, you kind of like slow build over the course of months with these characters and you actually start to feel like connected to them. In Persona 4, I'm not going to ruin the ending, but there's a reason you have to say goodbye to your friends at some point. And I've heard of multiple people like just in tears because you get so connected to these friendos.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in Persona 4, it was one of the most popular ones. The reason why we have a good Persona 5 is because Persona 4 was so well received.
It was so successful. Yeah.
Yeah. So Persona 5, this is one that I know about a little bit at least.
How since you've got, not Harvest Moon, Stardew Valley. I haven't seen you play it, but.
No, I've been rotating between a bunch of games, even still Skyrim. Like, I don't know why I'm stuck on that, but.
Cause everyone is.
Yeah. I'll reinstall it every once in a while.
Yeah. But yeah, it's very good. The art style is beautiful. The music is very, very good. I find myself listening to it at work. Persona 5, a very good game.
The style is good. I watched you play it for, a half hour, maybe 45 minutes last week. It's awesome. I had never seen it in person. I didn't even know that the song that we hear in a lot of the fucking Garbo meme compilations that we watch after recording podcasts...
Oh, it's from there?
...is from Persona, yeah. Nice.
Yep. I'll show you guys after. And look it up. Look up the OST at home. There's, this cool, rock version.
Or get a job at GameStop. Maybe they just give it to you.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, they'll give you the fourth one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in Persona 5, without spoiling anything, you start off as a character who plays as the Joker, as his...
He's in Smash.
Yeah, he's in Smash. Probably means that Persona 5 is coming to Switch in 2019, but we'll see.
Just bring everything to Switch.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to.
They could make it on Switch.
It's portable.
I downloaded Persona 5 to start the game. It was like a 3 or 4 gig download, which is
that's very small.
It's probably completed downloading in the background.
Yeah,
but I didn't hit a hitch. I downloaded it right away, started playing. So it was it was almost an instant thing. That makes me think that it'd be easy to bring it to Switch.
Right? Maybe you'd like to learn something id Software and reinstalling Doom, which is 65 gigs. I really wish, just a quick tangent here, I really wish you could install the Doom single player separately from the multiplayer, which is dead. And that no one ever really played.
I've never played it.
I played it for a couple hours.
I've been Doom a lot, but...
I left a friend here, and I said, here, play Doom while I go to the grocery store. And they started playing the multiplayer, and I got back, and like, this game isn't very good. Like, oh, because you're playing the wrong part of it.
Yeah.
What the fuck is your problem? I thought I could trust you. Why don't you just burn my house down next time? Jesus.
You got to tell me if you're an idiot, eh?
Yeah.
It's the ultimate test to see if your friends are morons. Like,
Leave them with Doom.
Leave them
with
a copy of Doom on the screen. It just says like single player, multiplayer. They're like, flicking back and forth.
Even
multiplayer? I like Call of Duty.
Even Spyro fucked me over with the load time. It's like 10 gig before you can start playing. And then you can only do like the first few levels, and then it's like a 60 or 70 gig download in the background.
That is dude, what nuts. The fuck?
Yeah.
I have unlimited internet now for the first time in my life.
It was fucking 10 megabytes when they first fucking made it. Like,
granted, it's very pretty to look at now, but I feel like they should at least just let you download the first game, because that's going to take you forever to get through. I don't want to be waiting on Year of the Dragon when I can't get past the first world.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyways. Persona 5.
File size too big.
Yeah, Joker coming to Nintendo Switch, Smash Bros, all that stuff.
I mean, it's out now. I think it came out today at time of recording, or yesterday or something.
No, 2 days ago. Okay. Friday.
Yeah, so Persona 5, the Joker is your main character. He's the Joker from the tarot card, which is his archetype.
Okay.
Which we'll get into later. But he just basically, the Joker is the guy who can take on all personas. He's the zero on the tarot card. He's not like aligned to anything, so he can take on all personas. He can catch all the.
He's a free space in bingo.
Personal Pokemon. Yeah, exactly. Okay. He is. He's the center guy. Yeah.
Okay.
That analogy? Bingo.
Yeah. Except if the center space could use any other spaces around it by talking to them.
Also that. Which can happen in bingo.
Have you ever played bingo, James? Have you ever played bingo chess? It's a lot like that.
N34, what is your personality type?
We should play some Scrabble ship at some point. I don't know
out there. So Joker, he's out on a walk. He sees some like shady shit going on. He steps in and stops an injustice. But he stops it and he pisses off the wrong guy. He's a rich dude. Rich dude sues him, even though Joker was in the right. Joker gets sent out by his parents to go live on his own.
Oh, no.
And starts at a new school. And then he starts to realize he has a persona by, like, being awakened in, like, he got angry, basically, and he pops. Kind of like in Magic the Gathering, where you don't know your...
Like the Planeswalker spark?
Yeah, you don't know.
He gets his spark, and then...
Yeah. You don't know you have superpowers until, like, a life event.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get bullied. Sometimes you burn down an entire village.
Yeah, exactly.
Know, two things. I mean, that's a balanced scale right there.
Yeah. Well, sometimes people come into your village, kill everyone you know, and burn it down.
Right, yeah. Because they suspect
and then are about to execute you, a child, and then you have your Planeswalker spark.
Yeah.
That was Chandra, right?
Yeah.
Go listen to our Magic Together.
In the game, like, all these friends you make, they don't really know they have personas, but you... We'll drag them in, and then a story point will happen because they all have.
Okay, then you burn down their village and kill everyone they know and are set to execute.
You unlocked
them.
Your ghost powers. You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, and the way that you get into these like ghost worlds is you have an app that mysteriously like shows up on your phone and you can't delete it. And like as you're going to sleep, it'll like.
It's that U2 album that everybody got on their iPhone.
Yeah. Guys, you're going to sleep.
Yeah. Bono starts playing. You're like, not it. Now.
Matt, I'm playing Skullbird.
That's it. And
so, is your persona Bono? Or you take off his purple glasses?
Yeah, yeah. it's when he puts on the glasses.
Yeah, then edge comes out. Persona.
Joker's just like Bono's face without the glasses, and then he just like puts on the glasses. All of a sudden, persona. Look.
Yeah. So
that's your art.
Psychology wise, that is what a persona is. It's wearing a mask.
Okay.
But you activate your persona in this game by ripping off the mask and showing your true self. So there's a little bit of a flip there. But all of the characters too, like. You get, like, this girl on your team, and she gets basically backed into the situation, and she just, like, rips off this mask. There's, like, blood around her eyes, and then she unleashes her persona. It's very epic and very cool.
Was that the girl that you were playing with where she had,
It's a girl. I don't want to say anything more.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a girl, because I want people, there's lots of girls, lots of boys, and I don't want to ruin anything.
A lot of waifus, a lot of husbandos.
Yeah, exactly.
It was,
yeah.
It was Molly Ringworm.
Molly?
Yeah. Ringworm.
Yikes.
Molly Ringwald.
Yeah, so...
Wow, what did I say? Are you pulling a psychology trick on me again?
So... you guys ready to get, like, more abstract than we already are? You ready?
Yeah, I mean, all things considered, weird old German philosophy is probably less nonsensical than Japanese teen fiction.
This really feels like a leading question. It feels like I couldn't say no if I wanted to.
Yeah, well, you can say no.
Let's just end the podcast here.
Yeah, James. Exactly.
Is this a psychology trick?
Yeah.
My brain hurts.
One of the cars in the fourth game... On the license plate, it has longitude and latitude.
Okay.
That corresponds to Carl Jung's home, actually, where he grew up. And that was their little call out to him. But if it wasn't already obvious, he had a huge influence on this game.
Mm-hmm.
So I
put a little hint like that in last week's art for Jurassic Park. The numbers on the barrel that the pterodactyl terrorist is filling up with fertilizer.
Oh, yeah, it's a phone sex line.
It's the zip code for the Oklahoma City building that they blew up.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah. In Fortnite, the new shotgun that recently came out has a Jurassic Park call it on it. It says clever girl, but without the vowels, and then
oh,
has
nice.
A number, which is the date that Jurassic Park came out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, is it a spaz? Is it the gun that the Australian guy has when he dies?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It is weird that when I dialed that number, it took me to a phone sex line, though. I
suppose so. Yeah. Anyway, we just hide stuff everywhere.
Yeah. They did. The girl did say she was an Oklahoma City bombshell. So,
maybe
it was like a themed thing.
Inappropriate sex line.
They're all inappropriate, Peter.
Yeah,
are they?
Everybody who calls them is going to the sin place.
Oh hell,
heck!
Stop! Don't.
I'm sorry.
Guys,
sorry.
Stop it,
Christian podcast.
Stop it. Yeah. Stop it.
If you say it too many times, you'll go there.
Yeah. You say it backwards in front of a mirror at night. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the sin place takes off its mask. And,
So who coined the term persona, like I told you
Carl
already?
Young.
Carl Jung. You guys got it.
Oh,
Carl
man,
Jung.
I'm so good at this game.
Yeah.
Do you know when he lived? This is harder.
1900s.
No, I think did he die in the 30s?
Died in the 60s.
What?
Yeah, 1980 or 1875 to 1961.
I know, just because I had heard that Hitler was fond of his work, I figured that he was dead before Hitler was Hitler.
Jung had gotten a lot of his work out by the time Hitler was around.
Was
it's abstract. No one will ever use this for evil. Yeah. Oh, I don't like it.
So he made the term persona when describing the process of individuation.
Okay.
Which we'll get into a little bit. But Jung was a student of Freud, like we talked about. He was one of the first people to branch off from Freudian psychology that made it kind of unique. But he used Freud as a base, but had his own angle on it.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Freud is the trunk. He's a branch.
Yes, exactly.
With leaves. And maybe a hungry little caterpillar munching on one of those leaves. A
couple apples.
Yeah. Here's a nice little psychology for you.
There's a nice little psychology. One of, Jung was a big fan of unconscious and conscious, like the balance between
another
the two.
Another one
of those.
I knew.
When I'm asleep, I'm probably a fighting ghost. They're just like, all right,
yeah,
sure, man.
Hell, yeah. I might seem like a nerd in real life, but when I go to sleep, I'm a fighting ghost, man. I'm gonna punch your bad thoughts out of your brain.
I'm a goblin with a strap-on dick.
Yeah,
that's the incubus. Yeah,
that is the incubus.
But we were in a pervert's mind, so it makes sense that his shadows.
Love that band.
His shadows would be the perversions, because
the only one that made any sense out of the four that I saw were little devil with strap-on dick. Then there was seaweed horse, like water banshee, and the goblin in that jar.
Yeah,
and mine, sticky trash man,
which are all shadows, and shadow is a Jungian term. And
really?
Yes, the reason they are monsters, shadows are like a repressed thing that you have, and I kind of want to get into the term individuation, because that's what shadows kind of.
Okay, I guess we'll let you just host this thing.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. Thought Peter was doing a pretty good job.
So Jungian. Psychology is based around something called archetypes.
Okay.
And these are things that are structures.
Jock,
like,
you got nerd.
It's the Breakfast
girls.
Club.
Yeah.
Molly Ringwald.
These are...
Yes, it is! Okay. There we go.
These are a lot of small things that kind of make larger structures. So, you know, the idea of a school has a jock, a nerd, a Molly worm.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure. But like,
chess club.
Okay. Wait. Has Jamie seen the Breakfast Club?
I wanted to do the whistling part, but I forgot it.
I haven't seen all the movie.
Yeah. Okay. But anyways, well, I won't do this whole thing. But I have seen the Ringworm.
Is that not the Great Escape?
I've seen the Ringworm.
I've seen, yeah, you
I've had
with
ringworm.
Ringworm,
no big deal.
I've had ringworm before.
I had a ringworm and I had to sit in detention for a whole Saturday. Yeah.
You know how many puddles I played in as a kid? So many.
Drank a lot of dirty water.
Yeah. So much puddle water.
So archetypes are things that you will see in a lot of like modern literature or art that it speaks to a larger collective unconscious.
Yeah, strong boy. Well, a lot of video games have that trope, like Mario rescue princess.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. So you have hero, and then you have princess.
And this is something that seems to show up throughout all of humanity, whether people are talking to each other or not. Like, if you found a secluded civilization, they would have a lot of these same archetypes.
The Sentinelese or whatever?
You know it's illegal to go to that island? Not because the Sentinelese will murder you, but because if you touch them, you might get them all sick and they'll all die.
Yeah, you might kill all them.
Yeah, it's to more protect likely. Them from germs.
Yeah,
yeah, makes sense.
Does make
Hell
sense.
Hell yeah, it makes sense. They've germs been there for 50,000 years.
Germs are not part of the collective unconscious.
Are there germs in your brain?
Yes, those are bad dreams.
Bad dreams are just made of germs. That's why I drink hand sanitizer.
That's a good question, though, because I've taken a lot of courses, like, and I don't think we've ever talked about germs in the brain, but there must be something like that, right? There's wormy things that'll, like, go around and make sure there's enough minerals in each part of your brain, but are those germs?
Those are wormy things.
Yeah.
Guys, can I be honest? I don't know what a germ is. Is it a bacteria? Is it a virus? Is it like an umbrella term for bacteria?
I was gonna
phages
say
and viruses.
No, like, pun intended. Catch all term.
Oh, I get it. Because you catch the germs.
Oh,
because
you catch the germs.
Oh, germs. Oh, he caught them. He caught all those terms. He did.
Jeez.
Now spell bacteriophage.
Oh, man. No, I forfeit. Let's just talk about anime.
A N I M E. Oh, boom! Another one for me. Peter fucked up on bacteriophage.
So archetypes, like in an MMO, you got your DPS, your tank, your healer. The idea of healer exists outside of an MMO. Like, there's a doctor. There's all these like things.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, okay. Wait a second.
You got your JRPGs. You got your
white mage, black mage, warrior.
You got
fighter,
your Western
monk.
RPGs. Yeah. You got your tabletop RPGs. You got your open world RPGs.
You're really open minded, my man. Yeah. So individuation. What is individuation? Jung describes it as follows. Individuation means becoming a single, homogenous being, and so far as individuality embraces our innermost, last, and incomparable uniqueness.
Uniqueness. That's what I was going to say. You asked the question, you didn't let me answer. That's exactly what I was going to say.
And it also implies becoming one's own self. We could therefore translate individuation as coming to selfhood or self-actualization.
Self-actualization.
So whenever someone... persona comes out, they're kind of like self-actualizing. They're becoming closer to their inner self. They're being true to themselves.
Starting to wake up early, get shit done.
I'm free to be me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the Prozac song. They sang about Carl Jung a lot.
No, they did not.
Prozac, yeah.
I had the Saturday People album. They never talked about it.
Look it up, dude.
What?
Be as black as you want to be. Be as white as you want to be.
I do know that song.
Come on, man. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. That's what I'm telling you, dude. They have another song about Sigmund Freud and his cocaine and cats.
Those are my favorite artists that are not real people and only cartoons.
Oh, more than the gorillas?
I just thought about the gorillas.
Oh, God. I just thought about the gorillas as I said that.
So what about Hatsune Miku? Yeah.
Who's that?
Yeah, she's an anime hologram. Also a pop star.
Oh. I think I might have seen her videos.
Peter, you had me at anime hologram. I need to go now, guys. I need to find this... Wait, not a person? This persona?
No.
Yeah, so individuation...
Did I crack the code? Did I figure it all out?
To be...
We're all just holograms. I get it now.
So Ethan's not completely individualized because he's too obsessed with anime holograms.
With Hatsune Miku.
Yeah.
This becomes, if one part of individuation becomes too big of a part of your personality, that creates an imbalance and leads to maybe neurosis.
Okay.
Okay.
So
I think I had that once. They just gave me a couple pills to get rid of it.
Individuation, it's all about balance.
Okay.
And there's a bunch, like there's four different parts that you're kind of balancing, or you're balancing your persona, your shadow, The anima animus, in order to
create... anima animus?
Yes.
Anima.
Oh, gross.
Animus.
Anima slash animus.
They shove an animus up where?
One of them is male, one of them is female. Okay. Anima is male, animus is female. This was
it's
back...
soul and body, I thought.
It could be.
I know this from a Protest the Hero song.
Yeah, it's a duo. Animus. Yeah. It's
Palms Red? Limb from Limb?
It's the one before. It's the fourth song. But anyways.
It's not... I can't remember it either.
Yeah, it's been a while. Anyways, that's a good old-fashioned Canadian metal band. Yeah.
You're wearing a Protest the Hero shirt right now.
Yeah, I'm wearing one right now. So, individuation process.
Spoils? It's not
spoils.
The fourth song.
It spoils.
Yeah.
It spoils. Anyways.
Anyways, sorry.
Canadian. Canadian aside.
So you're saying...
By the way, okay, Canadian fucking... I found this out today. This is such a quality Canadian meme. Go look up Monster by Mistake. It's of...
Oh, yeah, dude, I remember that show.
But wait, that guy was before Thanos. He was Thanos. Look at pictures of Monster by Mistake next to Thanos, and it's this shitty YTV Canadian thing, and we made so many memes at work of just like... Like, I could snap my fingers and everything is gone. It's a stupid, like, CGI from the 90s.
I've seen this show before. It's nice. Fuck. Every time the kid sneezes, he turns into a monster.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds vaguely
And I'm just
familiar.
A kid like you. And a jewel. He found a jewel. He got cursed. He turned into a monster every time he sneezes.
I'm a monster by mistake.
Yeah, so would you say the monster is a mask, or that's him after he takes off the mask? I think the monster is his persona.
Yes. Yeah.
Because
yes.
It comes out.
Which, again, is the... Mass.
There's also a ghost. There's a ghost in that show. His name's Johnny, and he plays trumpet in the attic.
I was so sure you were gonna say his name is Hitler.
No,
like I was so sure. So that's where we're going again.
Yeah.
You remember the great character Hitler's ghost on Monster by Mistake, the Canadian kids show? Yeah.
We were much less sensitive back then, you know. Yeah. You couldn't let anything on TV. Yeah.
But Vorin, why would you do that?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And he talked like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, fucking blast. And he had his like friend who was a girl.
Yeah.
Platonic girl 90s friend.
Hell yeah, dude. Did she have like cool hair? Did she rollerblade?
It was his sister, I thought, but maybe not.
Your sister could be your friend, Jamie.
This is so fucking specific.
Anybody out there who has a sister, give her a call. She probably wants to hear from you.
Yeah. Sisters are friends.
Mine cut my hair a couple days ago. There you go. Huh.
Conscious realm is dominated by the ego and things you notice. The unconscious is a bunch of different stuff. And this is how you can split your mind up. Conscious realm, unconscious realm. Unconscious realm is filled of personal unconscious and collective unconscious. So personal unconscious might be I put a fork in an outlet whenever I was 4 years old. I got zapped real good. But now whenever I go eat macaroni, I only use a spoon, but I don't think about it.
Yeah.
But
and it tastes a bit like iron.
Yeah. But collective unconscious is something like I don't fuck with a snake because we've all fucked
I've never met a snake, but I know people like sharks. There's been, like, I think it's, like, less than 600 confirmed deaths by shark in the history of mankind.
But they're horrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, like, nobody fucks with the ocean because there might be sharks in there.
Do you know...
There almost definitely is sharks in the ocean.
Real study. You flash photos in front of someone and you have them, like, rate their fear or something like that.
Okay.
I don't remember the exact metric, but what they do is they flash photos. If you flash a gun in front of someone, they'll mark it as, like, how afraid they are. If you flash a snake... They like people instantly react to it faster. You only have to flash it for like a fraction of a second.
Yeah.
Because we're enough of us died to them that
or like the history. It's like it's in our DNA a bit, right?
Yeah. At that point, yeah. So it's just there.
Right? Snake. Long, thin, bad.
Yeah.
No legs. Why?
Yeah.
That's it.
Long thing, bad pet.
Wiggle cucumber.
I've done that thing to my cat where you drop a cucumber behind her to see if they freak out, and mine doesn't give a flying fuck.
I feel like your cat is just slow at everything, though. She doesn't care.
The cucumber was in her blind spot.
Yeah. Yeah. Or it's because her eyes pointing
exactly,
in
her
direction.
Yeah. Like right in front of her nose. She can't see it.
Yeah. So the collective unconscious made from instincts, archetypes that are common to humans, and different archetypes. They don't have to be something like a jock. They could be like... If you make a micro archetype, they're like smaller thoughts and
lightning
things like
pirate,
that.
Like we see in Persona 5.
Yes, sure.
Like Poindexter.
Building blocks of personality, you could say.
Okay. He's strong boy who had bad upbringing, makes a mad old time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not archetypes in the traditional sense. Like that's an archetype that we think of. Archetypes can be any thought that, or like idea that is boiled down that can be applied in a bunch of places. You know
I
what
don't
I mean?
Get it.
No?
Nope. Okay. But we can move on.
Yeah, that's okay.
My archetype is dumb. Did I get it now?
It's very abstract. It's very abstract. Okay, it's just like if you were to think of the idea of a jock, now boil down what a jock is, like sports.
Guy named Chad.
Yeah, like
Letterman Jack.
Alpha, like.
Well, strong. And bad strong. Upbringing.
Okay, now all of a sudden strong is an archetype on its own.
Okay.
Now what makes someone strong?
Muscle.
Muscle. So muscle's an archetype. You can just keep going micro until you have all these building blocks for what thoughts are.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what archetypes mean to Jung.
Okay.
And, but they
so
do.
Snake is a poison archetype.
In the scope of Persona.
In Pokemon, I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
In the scope of Persona, there are different types with weaknesses and strengths.
Okay.
And they do fall on these type of archetypes.
Yeah. Also, is there like a weapon triangle in Persona? Like if you're like the, if you're the scaredy guy, you beat the Poindexter, but the Poindexter can.
No. It's straight up more like Pokemon where there's like wind, rock, fire,
okay.
Water.
But maybe those are metaphors. Maybe those are real, like maybe rock is a metaphor for a bully.
Or stable.
Or, yeah.
And wind is flighty.
Yeah, the fast jock.
Or, yeah. Or like some jock. Flaky hippie.
Fire is quick to anger.
Yeah.
Water
Twisted
is...
Twisted fire starter.
Flexible, adaptable.
Yeah, the rubber man. Every school has one.
Yeah. My hand one. You got your jocks, you got your nerds, you got your math nerds, you got your rubber man.
You got a whole bunch of football people like up against the locker talking shop and just like a straight rubber man.
Oh yeah,
like, oh, hey, rubber man.
Just walking back. So you're going to chemistry.
I can't be electrocuted.
In the sticky trash palace, the rubber man is the final boss.
Okay, so I'll get through this kind of quickly, I guess, but...
Sorry, I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah, no.
Talking about the rubber man.
I just realized that I wrote a lot of just psychology jargon here, but it does relate back into it.
Maybe next week's episode, when I'm hosting, it's just going to be made-up history of the rubber man.
No, that's real.
Who knows?
Yeah. Arguably, everything we talk about is made-up history.
Yeah. Exactly.
Everything in the unconscious seeks to be validated in the conscious. So if you have, like, if you really, I just... really like chocolate, but I don't want anyone to know about it. You might just start eating chocolate, like...
In your dreams,
or you'll leave chocolate around. No, this is just...
Or you wake up and there's chocolate in your pants. This has happened to me before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when you're, like, 13, 14, and you just wake up and your pants are just wet and sticky with chocolate.
Yeah, that's pretty late in your life to do that. Sure.
Yeah. In real life, you might leave a chocolate wrapper somewhere on the top of the garbage where someone might see it. And you'd be like, oh, like, it's your unconscious... You didn't
it
really
was
think
you.
About it, but you kind of did.
Okay, yeah.
The first part of the unconscious mind is the shadow.
And these are the enemies in Persona.
Yes. So these are behaviors that you exhibit that either have a negative impact on you or the people around you.
Right.
And rather than change the behavior, you just push it to your unconscious.
Fuck Goblin.
So, like, let's say every time...
Fuck Goblin and Rubber Man.
Yeah.
Bad
Rubber
guy,
Man. Seaweed Horse.
Bad guys are the manifestations. When you beat a shadow in the game... you talk it down, and it just leaves.
Right. That's true. There is a discussion option.
Yeah. So, like, let's say my bad behavior is every time I meet a stranger, I lick my lips and flick my nips.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And rather than deal with this, I'll just do it and ignore the fact that people are annoyed by this. But if some...
You do, yeah.
If you persona'd into my mind palace and killed that shadow, I would have to come to terms with it. I'd just be like, oh, I do this, and look how uncomfortable the people are when I flick my nips and lick my lips.
I'm not uncomfortable when you do that, James.
Well, you're not, but there are people who are.
But Joker might be.
Yeah. What does it say? Yeah, Lightning Joker and Cock Goblin.
Yeah.
are really weirded out by it.
Yeah. So that's what shadows are. They're the parts of my... And when you defeat a shadow, you're bringing it from the unconscious to the conscious.
So you have to confront... Mm-hmm. Okay, you have to confront your strap-on goblin.
Yeah, yes. You're like, hey, you can't squat perversion. Here anymore.
Yeah.
And then when he leaves, the cops are there.
Yeah.
The conscious cops
are
there to be like...
And IRL psychology, that's one of the hardest things to do, is to confront your unconscious. So most people, they say to use dream journals in Carl Jung. Your way of saving in the game is a journal. The way to attack these shadows is in your dreams.
Okay.
This is all...
Oh, okay.
Is all Jungian stuff.
Yeah. I do this all the time.
Yeah, next on Jung's list is the animus. And these are this. So your persona, I guess I didn't even talk about persona. I skipped over persona. Persona is the mask that you wear in social situations.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you're a cool guy, but actually what you're the jock, but what you really like to do is paint, you know, fields full of daffodils or some shit.
Yeah. Like when I'm at work, I wear I'm the team lead face, and when I'm at doing a podcast, I'm wearing the I'm a podcaster face, but really maybe what my unconscious wants to do is turn off all the lights and play Stardew Valley.
You're actually is just a virtual farmer.
Yeah, exactly.
I got 30K invested in melons, boys.
Yeah, my melon's popping in like 2-3 days.
Crack me some husks, baby.
Yeah. So that's the opposite. In Persona in the game, you take off the mask to unleash your persona. In real life, Persona are the mask you wear. And it's what protects your ego from the outside world.
Okay.
Your animus protects your ego from your unconscious.
Ego is this little, this fragile little core. Mm-hmm. It's a little naked version of you in a little eggshell.
I don't got a soft ego. I got a strong ego, dude.
There we go.
What are you talking about?
There we go.
He's wearing the mask of Buff podcaster.
Yeah.
You're not doing a psychology again, Army. Are you, nerd? Give you another swirly.
And that's an example of an imbalance where you put too much faith into your persona or your mask. And that can cause neurosis or imbalance.
I'm not putting too much faith. I totally could give you a swirly if I wanted to.
Nerd.
You're lucky the rubber man's here to save you.
he doesn't say much. Just stands off in that corner.
So animus shows up in dreams, usually as the opposite sex.
Hell yeah.
And if you follow your animus, it can basically give you more insight into yourself than pretty much anything.
So usually the opposite sex, that's a Jungian thing, not a persona thing.
Yeah, Jungian thing. Huh. Jungian thing.
That's weird.
Yeah, and it's
is it inherently sexual? Like in gay people, does it show up like as a guy?
I would imagine so, since he's like Freud's pupil. But
Freud was a lot about parents, right?
Yeah,
parents, but also but like sex being the main driver. Like Freud,
you love your parents is because you want to fuck them. Right.
Well, no, it's not only parents though. It's like just fucking in general. Parents. Like sex is the biggest motivator. If you're going to have something off about you, it's because you put too much faith in your sex wires in the wrong place. Like every time I see
spec too hard to sex, but yeah.
Or like I as a kid I used to masturbate while playing the guitar, so now every time I see a guitar I go mental or something. Or okay, I need to whistle.
That's where foot fetishes come from.
It's where your sexual wires get crossed is usually where neurosis comes from in terms of Freud. So it makes sense that Jung, who is a student of Freud, would put a lot of faith into the opposite sex being a way to lead in and out of neurosis.
Okay. You ride the sex wires highway into your subconscious.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. And that's one of the best ways to find the unconscious. Because the goal of individuation is bringing all your flaws from your unconscious to the conscious so you can change them, basically.
That's what the boss fight at the end of a Persona dungeon is, right? Is you defeat the shadow, then that person has to confront the bad things they've done,
exactly.
Like the pervert gym teacher.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. And like the guy who abuses all the toads and, you know.
That's what individuation is.
Bowser.
Yeah, Bowser. Yeah,
when you defeat Bowser's shadow, he releases all of the toads.
So Jung kind of got into tarot cards and stuff as archetypes, and he gets a little wonky here, but I'm going to say the broad strokes is like tarot cards have spoken to people for like hundreds of years now.
Uh-huh.
And there's something to the archetypes and the fact that people can read into their future with just, I have the number of cards, 21, 22 simple cards. It means that there must be something to speak for when it comes to archetype.
It's kind of like astrology, like a lot of people can read their signs every week. And you know, millions of people can read that same prediction and everybody gets something out of it.
Back to the prior proxy fighter thing, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure also has a bunch of tarot card shit in it.
There we go.
There you go.
And if you, Persona 5 directly uses all of the tarot cards as the archetypes for the people.
Joker, King, Death, Upside Down Guy.
I have all of them.
The Happy Squirrel.
Do you want him to read them or no?
Yeah, do it.
There's like 22. So the Fool, the Magician, the High... I have descriptions of any of them. If you want descriptions, I can dig in.
Okay.
The Fool, the Magician, the High Priestess, the Empress, the Emperor, the Hierophant, the Lovers.
What's a Hierophant?
The Hierophant is institutions, traditions, society, and its rules.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
That'd be like a Pope, isn't it? Something like that?
I was more asking what an actual Hierophant was.
I'm not sure, but in the terms of tarot cards.
Are they the giant elephants from the Lord of the Rings?
That's an Oliphant.
Tune in 2 weeks to find out.
I think it's an elephant pyramid.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, Hierophant.
Yeah. It's like a math problem.
Yeah. Like, how many elements can you take off from the bottom before the weight of the top elephant?
Yeah. If you have 64 elements, elements. If you have 64 elephants, how high of a pyramid can you create?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next up, the lovers, the chariot, strength, the hermit.
Just wheel. Strength.
Yeah. Strength.
See, courage. I was right about strong being an archetype. Yeah. Jamie tried to tell me I was wrong. Yeah. You see?
There you go.
See? Yeah.
What'd you get? The tarot card section.
Yeah.
Oh, I was speaking for Young there, as I always do.
My client, Carl Young.
Yeah. the hermit, wheel of fortune. Justice.
Yeah, Pat Sajak's a tarot card.
Pat Sajak and Vanna White are a tarot
card. The hanged man, death. Temperance, the devil, the tower, the star, the moon, the sun. Those are all separate.
Okay.
Judgment and the world.
Okay.
So
Zawaruldo is one of the JoJo memes. It's because they say the world in Japanese or in English in the Japanese dub for some reason.
Okay.
And that's the one where Dio stops time.
Tarot card?
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Proxy fighters, man.
Yeah.
Persona steals from JoJo. If it's older or newer, I don't know what came first. Fuck.
Yeah. I think it's from tarot cards, I guess.
Yeah.
But,
is it though? Maybe Persona made tarot cards.
Well, I pulled this list from Daily.
I've never heard of them before.
No,
I pulled it from DailyTarotGirl.com.
I was hoping there'd be one.
Oh, good.
I was hoping there'd be one called Dishonor, and you would have listed it after death. I was gonna make a great joke. I won't tell you guys what it was, but I was gonna make a great joke.
In game, all of the people that you talk with, if you're trying to make a friend, they have a tarot card assigned to them. You might not know what it is.
It's just like floating above their head. It's like Indian poker when they like stick them on the
forehead.
Yeah. It's deeper than their soul.
Okay.
It's hard to see. You got to get to know them. And if you wear the same mask or equip the same persona as them and mirror their personality back at them, they'll like you faster.
So Joker's persona was what? Because I saw you use a lot of shadows.
Yes. Joker's persona is Joker.
Oh, he's himself.
Yeah.
I see.
Joker is his archetype.
Yeah.
And his persona can be a bunch of different things. You unlock personas like as you go and you capture them. And then to combine personas, you bring them to the Velvet Room, which is the space between your subconscious and
the Velvet Underground.
Yeah. In Toronto.
It's between your unconscious and your conscious. And there's the same guy, Igor, who's in a bunch of games that are there.
Yeah, he's Frankenstein's.
Right. Is that the guy with the big nose who like... Yeah. Pleats his hands and has gloves?
Yes.
I've seen him, yeah.
Yeah, he pulls the switch to turn on Frankenstein's monster.
How do you think you combine two personas? What's the way to do it?
You make him fuck.
There is Frankenstein. It is from Frankenstein, though. That is a Frankenstein pull to use him for.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Because he creates the persona monsters, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you make him fuck?
Nope.
Do you fuse them together?
Fuse them together, but by murdering them.
Oh, good.
Hell yeah.
There's like a big guillotine that... This is the only one that I've unlocked so far. There's different ways to murder them, so they use different.
It's like a stackable guillotine, so you put like somebody above the other guy.
It's actually two separate ones, which I know that seems like a better idea.
Yeah, actually. Right?
Yeah.
More efficient, too. You only have to lift the blade once.
Yeah, you only have to drop it once, too.
In your mind palace, you don't have to lift the blade. So I guess a couple other interesting points. The Velvet Room, which I talked about. In the Young's the Red Book. Philemon is a spirit guide, and in the early games, Philemon has the ability to awaken personas within people, and he's unable to meddle directly, so it's just another callback to Young.
Okay, cool.
You had three companions. You had Morgana the Cat.
Yes.
What's her card?
We don't know.
Okay.
She's, well, like, I think she's the Lovers, because she's a healer.
Okay. And then you had Girl and Blonde Guy.
Blonde Guy was the Chariot, I want to say. I'm going to probably say this wrong at this point. It's been a few days since I played. But I remember the girl is the Lovers, and I think Morgana's the same.
Okay. Maybe you're just saying that because you want to love the girls. You know what I mean?
I remember her
Maybe
being the
Lovers.
Maybe
you're just a pervert, dude.
I remember her being the Lovers, and I was like, of course, Japan. First blonde girl you run into. But that's pretty much it. I know there's a lot of jargony stuff in there, but I think it's important to... talk about the Young stuff to understand the persona stuff.
It's important that we as a society start talking about the Rubber Man more, honestly.
Yeah, Rubber Man!
I'm glad you brought it up, James.
Yeah.
Honestly. It's about time someone broached this topic.
Yeah. That's it. You insult them and it bounces right off. You
exactly,
know?
Yeah. And I'm all sticky from the Sticky Palace. It all sticks to me.
King of the Sticky Palace.
That's pretty much it, though, guys. So I would say if you get to play one of them, make sure you have some time. But
it sounds like really interesting to me.
Yeah.
It's not on Steam, is it? It's just, it's PS4 exclusive or PlayStation exclusive?
That's a good question. I only checked on the PlayStation, but it was on sale. I just recently bought it Cyber Monday, and it's a big time investment, but like you really do get attached to the characters.
It's like I have like a month now to actually play video games, and my graphics card's dying, so I can't play like graphics intensive.
This one's pretty easy to, to run.
Stardew Valley, dog.
I was watching James play it, and I was thinking maybe I would get Stardew Valley.
Oh, dude, you should. It's pretty cheap.
But I have I bought Surviving Mars. So. I want just like a
Colony Sim.
Yeah, exactly. I'd just play that, I think.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's it. If you want to find me on the internet, you can find me at James the Miller on Facebook.
That's it?
Yeah, I guess on TLB_JAYMIL on Instagram. And The Lore Boys podcast on .com.
On the .com.
Yeah.
And check us out on Twitch.
That's a period, not D-O-T. I've made that mistake before.
Jamie is an old man from the 90s.
H-T-T-P
/
triple W dot
kratzcreatures.com.
Yeah.
We are running HTML5. It's HTTPS, don't worry.
Yeah.
Come on by The Lore Boys on Twitch as well, because I'm starting that up on Thursdays. I did stream this Thursday, but since I'm so irregular with it, only Ethan was there.
Yeah.
I was there for a bit.
Yeah, that's true. You were.
That's right. We'll get a little bit of Twitch fiber in you. You get Twitch regular again.
Exactly. But so where can I find you guys?
Moi. I'm the cartoonist at Pete O'Donohue on Twitter. I do the artwork for theloreboys.com. Sometimes I'm in chat at twitch.tv/theloreboys. Again, email us, loreboyspodcast@gmail.com. We'll read it on air. Yeah. And then, Ethan, where can we find you, and how can these people send us not only emails, but e-transfers?
But good money? I'm at Ethan the Dead Man, and we do run a program here called Lore Boys Premium, where we offer our faithful listeners a chance to gain something from us or experience something with us in exchange for a small, you know, monthly fee that we charge them. It's $54.97 every month, billed twice a month. And this week, we got tickets to the Sticky Palace, my dudes. That's right. I'm opening up my brain. You subscribe.
Hop on in.
You guys subscribe to Lore Boys Premium, and you guys have an all-access pass to my brain. You guys just fall asleep whenever you want to stop by my dreamscape. Just come on down.
This guy just did two exams yesterday. I can just picture him trudging through his own Sticky Palace to find the answer.
Waist deep in Orange Crush.
Yeah, I just have like lecture notes like all stuck to me. Like, stuck to cans of Orange Crush all over the place. A friggin' rubber man making fun of me. So if you guys want to come on down, meet the rubber man, make sure to just, I don't know, I still don't know where you're supposed to send your money or how you're supposed to get it to us, but I guess just go, like, Google Pay the Lore Boys and something probably comes up, right?
We've got a P.O. box in Alaska.
Yeah. Have you checked on it recently?
No, I haven't been back.
All right.
Just like spilling out into a snowbank.
We better get there pretty fast. I think we can make it.
Well, we don't travel as much anymore.
Yeah, I know. Not in a while. Maybe next week. Who knows?
Yeah, well.
Sit down in Alaska.
See you guys next week on The Lore Boys. That's a Lore Boys.
That constitutes a Lore Boys.
A Lore Boys promise.
Lore Boys out.
Ta ta ta. Anybody else have a hankering for some fresh baked French bread?
Every day.
This week's episode sponsored by baguettes. Baguettes, the food of the French.
It's red and long.
And long, made of wheat and flour, I think.
Yeah.
Now available in gluten-free options.
Dude, I can't believe you talk about that with what's going on in France right now. You just talk like that.
They're insensitive to bring up baguette right now.
I have an honest hankering for fresh baked French bread. I only mentioned it because I had a weird moment where I was like, fuck, I could go for some fucking fresh bread
just
right now.
Just a whole baguette, some hummus right now?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
Oh, dude.
Just hot butter, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Or cold butter on the hot bread, you know?
Oh, yeah. To turn it into hot butter.
Damn.
Oh, man. You know, I'm sorry, I have to say it on the podcast. We were playing Stardew Valley earlier, and I was looking for copper, and I found a bunch of copper. He's like, it's like a copper gold mine down here. I lost my shit.
We had a lot of fun watching Jeremy play Persona earlier.
Stardew Valley. For
it. Stardew Valley, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. All of it, yeah.
Oh, God, Peter, it's in your brain.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.